Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, Emmanuel Faith, Dave Hook here. Listen, I know we just got done this past week from focusing upon hope, our living hope that we have in light of the resurrection of Christ. But I really wanted to swing back around with that with this devotion I'm going to share with you today, because as I reflected upon the passage that was given to me to really meditate upon, all I could sense was just this wonderful jewel that we have, our hope in Christ and the promise of His return. The passage that I'm going to start with today comes from Acts 1:11, and I call this devotion Between the Now and the Not Yet. Acts 1:11 says this: "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven." You know, the church owns the greatest commodity ever, real hope. I like to say that we possess the true hope diamond. Our hope springs from the soil of faith in His resurrection, as Pastor Ryan taught us this past Easter. It is forged through trial and suffering, and it shines brightest when observed in the light of our King's ascension and return. You see, because the Lord knew His followers would lose hope easily, He ascended to reveal His power and authority over all, and to assure us that He would keep His promise. If we were to cut into this precious jewel we call hope, we would notice that it is made up of three things. First of all, we notice that it's made up of the abiding presence and power of His Spirit. Jesus said, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate," that's the Holy Spirit, "will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you." Acts 1:8 says His disciples would receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Did you know the Greek word for power in this passage is where we get our word dynamite? The book of Acts is all about showing us how the Spirit of God unleashes His power in and through us, working in ways we never imagined, using people we would have never imagined to accomplish things beyond all we could ever imagine. Second of all, we had noticed that our hope is rooted in the abiding community of faith to comfort and to help us stay hopeful. Listen to Hebrews 10:24-25. This is the New Century version of this passage. "Let us think about each other and help each other to show love and do good deeds. You should not stay away from the church meetings as some are doing, but you should meet together and encourage each other. Do this even more as you see the day coming." True hope is best nurtured and experienced when the body of Christ gathers. We best encounter our heaven on earth in community. It's just that simple. Then last of all, our hope is in the promise of Christ's return. Paul instructed us to keep encouraging and comforting one another with the reality of Acts 1:11. He said this in 1 Thessalonians 4, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who remain, will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord." Therefore, he said, comfort one another with these words. Every trial, every pain, every moment, everything we are and hope to become will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Until then, He abides with us through His Spirit, His Word, and His church. You know, today, amazing things happen in and through the Christ follower who invests in eternity, always looking, living, and longing for His return. That's true hope, friends. Martin Luther once said, "There are 2 days in my calendar, this day and that day." Until He comes, grace and peace to you, Emmanuel Faith.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.